Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. One thing that I do not want to be involved in is drama. Yet, our society feeds off of drama. Reality TV shows would die if it were not for the drama. Facebook would be a ghost town if you removed all the drama. Some people love to create drama. They love to live in it. It's like their lives cannot function unless they're fighting with someone or unless their world is falling apart. Well, in the book of Acts, we run into some drama. And yet, I'm rather thankful for this fight that takes place here. Read it with me. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. "And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let's return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are.' Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches." Cliff, why would you ever be thankful for such a tragic situation? Here are two men who have been through the fire together. Barnabas has discipled Paul and has been with him through near-death experiences. They've shared the highs and the lows of ministry together. They've developed a bond like no other. But here, it all falls apart. So why would you be thankful for this? Well, let me rephrase my statement. I'm thankful for the reporting of this split. I'm thankful for it because it shows us that God's word is not unwilling to show us the failures of people, even people who follow the Lord. It's a book that keeps it real. Probably the question we want answered, though, is who was right? Was Barnabas right in wanting to take Mark along, even though he had previously abandoned them? Was Paul right in wanting to leave Mark at the train station, waving goodbye to Barnabas and Paul? Who was right? Well, it seems that there have been arguments as intense as Paul and Barnabas's in trying to answer that question. But if you look closely at the text, we find a clue. We might expect to find a prayer meeting where the Holy Spirit fills the place and sorts all the things out. We don't read anything like that, though. Instead, the text says that Barnabas took Mark with him and they sailed away, and that the church commended Paul and Silas to the grace of the Lord. It appears that the church sided with Paul's perspective since they commended him to God's grace for the mission. So what are we to learn from this? And what are we to learn about God? Well, one thing we learn is that God is patient with us in our sanctification. At the end of Paul's ministry, Paul asked Timothy to bring to him Mark because Mark was useful to him in ministry. Either Mark repented and sought forgiveness from Paul, or Paul did, but one thing we do know is that God brought them back together again on gospel terms in order to propel the message. If you have a beef with a brother that's caused a separation, can I encourage you that forgiveness can be sought and given? That the drama doesn't have to be the end of the relationship, but rather there can be fruitful ministries in the days ahead. The mission of God's glory being seen in the unity of the brothers is worth it. So go to that someone today. Pick up the phone. Drop by for a visit. Send a letter. Hey, scuffles happen. We're human. As R. Kent Hughes says, we all walk with a limp. But God is in the business of reconciling. When you pray today, pray for Michael Barton and his wife Josie, our missionaries in Canada. And also pray for our Spanish Life Word broadcast in Central and South America.